Welcome to a special edition of Arts ID. I'm Robin Pressman, and I'm here tonight with David Templeton.
Tonight we're focusing on theater and the spoken word.
First, we're going to hear David Templeton's review of the new play at Berkeley Rep. It's written by Lynn Nottage, and it's called Ruined. So stay with us for this special edition of Arts ID, David Templeton's tour of the theater.
Theater, like any other form of art, is first an act of self-expression by the playwright. Before anyone steps into an artist's studio to study a freshly painted canvas, the painter experiences a moment of inspiration, some driving urge to express something, describe something, release something, or find something. The first purpose of art, and by first I mean chronologically, is to provide a method for the artist to scratch an itch, relieve a pain, or confirm a discovery. Theater is no different. Whatever happens on stage once the curtain rises and the audience turns its attention to the actors is almost beside the point. A great piece of theater begins with a playwright feeling something, which then turns into an idea, and then a story, and then, ultimately, a play. With truly gifted playwrights, the deeper the feeling that inspired them to create, the wider is the potential for that completed work to flow over and beyond the printed page, or the canvas, or the stage, and wash over the reader, the viewer, the audience. Lynn Nottage, whose work has earned her numerous awards, including a MacArthur Genius Award, is one of those artists. A student of American and world history, deeply curious about the world at large, and especially the lives of women, Nottage writes plays the way surgeons find the causes of internal bleeding, by opening up a subject and carefully searching through the mess until the cause is discovered. She made a name for herself with plays like Intimate Apparel, which recently ran at the 6th Street Playhouse, and won the Pulitzer Prize 2 years ago for her play Ruined, a work that stands as a shimmering example of how an artist's initial emotional impulse can be nurtured into a work of glorious genius. In the case of Ruined, that initial impulse was one of horror, disbelief, and overwhelming compassion, with little more than the idea that she would tell the stories of women living in the Congo, a country split into pieces by years of civil war and violence. Nottage visited the Congo and spent several months listening. Whatever unformed stage play existed in the back of her mind was soon pushed aside as Nottage, over and over, heard stories, upsetting, nearly unbelievable stories, all built around the word rape. Rape, she soon learned, is a weapon employed in the Congo conflicts as aggressively as our guns and bullets. The despair and anger conveyed through these women's stories shook Nottage and also inspired her. The result is a play that, while deeply disturbing, remains full of music, color, laughter, and a compassion so real and pure one can't help but be affected as deeply as was the playwright. Ruined has now come to the Bay Area, running through April 10 at Berkeley Repertory Theater in Berkeley. Directed by Liesl Tommy, who's staged the show 3 times so far, including last year's run at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, Ruined follows several months at a remote bar and brothel run by the iron-willed Mama Nadi, who staffs her business with lost women, many of them the victims of rape. The brothel's customers are mostly local miners, along with the occasional trader or salesman, and soldiers, fighting on either side of the increasingly messy conflict for control of the region's natural resources. As Mama Nadi repeatedly explains, She may be forcing her women into prostitution, but in a culture where such women, the victims of rape, are viewed as shameful, untouchable, even to their families, at least they have a home at Mama Nadi's. The play is a cross-stitched fabric of overlapping stories as each of Mama Nadi's women seeks a different type of answer to her pain. Each expresses their pain differently, none more movingly than the sensitive Salima, who, late in the show, cries, "You will not fight your battles on my body anymore." All of this sounds, I know, like a rough night of theater, and it is. Tears will be shed, for certain, but as performed by a brilliant cast, Ruined is much, much more than just a tale of ugly realities on the other side of the world. It's the story of bruised and damaged hearts, human hearts, which find a way to continue beating and perhaps to trust again, perhaps even to love again. Ruined is an extraordinary example of theatrical art at its finest. The emotions Lynn Nottage experienced as she opened her heart to the stories of strangers have been transformed into a theatrical event that is also an act of compassion, an act of calm, quiet rage, and finally, an act of sheer, breathless beauty. Ruined runs Tuesday through Sunday at Berklee Repertory Theater. For information, visit berkleerep.org. Bandolo Bali Esun, Ongwane, Nanas.